are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the knight!
Uh-huh.
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello and welcome to the Knights of Nerditude podcast. My name is Chris Wilcox. I'm here along with
John,
Sam,
and Sean.
And tonight's episode is episode 21 of the Knights of Nerditude.
We're legal. We can drink.
Oh, thank God this isn't illegal anymore. Oh, yeah.
As always, this is a podcast for all things nerd, and tonight's episode we'll be talking about some Marvel. We will do John's recommended TV shows to binge. We will do a little bit of Rhode Island Comic Con. We'll do the Underworld trailer premiered, so we can discuss that. Some Game of Thrones, Daniel Craig, Kevin Bacon, and Power Rangers, if we get to it.
Okay.
So you can find all of our episodes, as well as some very awesome pictures, on Facebook. We are on facebook.com/knightsofnerditude. You can follow us on Twitter at KON Podcast. And we now have a website where you can find all of our episodes along with topics and some blogs.
It's at knightsofnerditude.com.
.wordpress.com.
No.
Oh, you changed it.
Shit. No.
You didn't change it. It's www.knightsofnerditude.wordpress.com.
Well, this is fucking great.
We have some miscommunication on this front.
Apparently John did stuff when he was sick. But anyway, first things first, let's start off with this. Everybody, tipper 40 to the Hiddle Swift.
Oh yes.
That is no more. Loki is no longer dating the wannabe Rhode Islander Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So that's over, and you know, he wisened up. So good for him.
Sam, how
you won't have an album written on it, but you guys are lucky. Taylor Swift's now single.
Yeah, Sam, what's your plans?
Well, I plan to continue my slow yet steady pace of just making a podcast and hope she notices me.
Yeah,
we can make a you can do a separate podcast all about Tay Tay.
Oh yeah, the Tay Swizzles.
It could happen.
The Tay Swizzle Hour.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
So last week what we did was we recommended, John wasn't here, but we did TV shows that we recommend that you as the listener, if you have free time, to binge. One TV show was that we recommended would be binge-worthy show that you should watch in order to catch up to the upcoming seasons. And then we did another TV show where the show has not been on the air anymore or recently. And it's just a good binge. It's a good show to watch. And it's available on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, whatever all those streaming services are. So this week, since John's back, he has two shows that he can recommend for you guys. Go ahead.
So the first show I'm going to recommend here is it's called Mr. Robot. It's about a guy who's a robot. No, it's not. It's about essentially these computer hackers who go out and screw up things in the world. They get a little... let me put it this way. It's a great like psychological thriller almost, what I'd call it. It's on USA.
It's a actually slow on at now. Times.
Yeah, it could be. If you
like, the first four episodes.
Definitely don't watch it out of order.
I watched 1, 2, and 4.
Okay. Well, it's good.
And
it's
it was a
good
a little slow.
It's the funny thing with this show is it's a good binge because it's it all kind of like flows together, and there's like certain people who like there'll be scenes and you're like, "Wait, didn't this just happen?" or like these two people know each other? I didn't know that. Like
No, there was only 10, right?
Yeah, in the first season, the second season, which is on right now, and actually
yeah.
another hour, like literally on right now, but, what are we talking about?
Well, they
here?
Won a ton of awards too, right?
John's a little out of it.
They won
yeah,
some
I think
awards
they,
for this.
I don't know if they won like the Golden Globe for like best new series or something like that, or I don't know. I think like Christian Slater might have won like a Golden Globe or some shit like that. It's really good. And it's like a nice, it's what I like about it and what like would be cool like if you guys here want to watch it and talk
I do,
about it
but
it's a
not
great
on.
Like conspiracy theory kind of show like there's a lot of like, oh, what's going on? Because it's a lot of it is in the main character's mind. And it's like, you don't know, you know, is he a, what's the word, unreliable narrator or whatever, you know, is what he says actually going on? You know, a lot of those kind of themes that a lot of people compare it to, like Fight Club as one example. So that,
okay,
that's my current show that's on.
It's, but the thing is, it's, I've tried to watch this and it's not on Hulu. It's not on Netflix.
I think it's on Amazon.
It's not. Yeah. That's, if anything, that's the only place to find it.
Yeah, that first season. Or, you know, maybe there's some shady parts of the internet that might have it. Could be.
Yeah, that's true.
But, John, that would be illegal.
Right. I'm not saying go out and do that, but, like, you know, it's a good show. You should definitely seek out to watch.
If it was out there, I would have watched it already.
All right.
Well, because you hype it up a lot.
Yeah, you should talk about it.
It's good, and it's... Like I said, it's a good, like, discussable kind of show.
That's,
and I don't mean to, like, be literally pitching this to the three other people in the room, but like I said, there's, like, a lot of theories, and it's kind of interesting. Second season has been good, but not, like, great. The first season's, like, really solid, and I'm interested to see. It's actually, the deal behind it is the guy, the creator, his idea was actually to make this a movie, and essentially the first season was, like, the first act.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's just sort of another way of, like, telling a story. But anyway, it's pretty interesting. But enough about that. And then the binge for the show that's been off the air for a while, I'm going to kind of take a little bit of a cop out here because it ended like a week or two ago, is The Night Of, which is on HBO, which is, like, really solid and is a nice little, like, 8-hour binge there. It was a limited series. It's about this guy who finds himself in a situation where people think that he murdered a girl. And it's sort of about the whole, like, criminal justice process. It's not just, like, an 8-hour, like, Law and Order episode. It, like, dovetails in, like, a lot of interesting things of, like, oh, well, what happens, you know, if you're just accused of a crime? And, you know, well, I mean, if it's murder, you're obviously not going to get parole. So you're going to have to go to prison. And, you know, that's a fucking hellhole. And just, you know, how your life turns out.
I remember reading about that where it's like the show, like, doesn't really care if he did it or not.
Right. It's it's kind of like a whodunit at sometimes. Like, there's parts where John Turturro, who's like the guy's lawyer, who's really good in it, sort of, like, is investigating it. So obviously, you know, as a defense lawyer, you kind of have to find a little bit of an alternate possibility. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's more sort of like looking down on it, like, from 50,000 feet, as opposed to the, you know, did this guy do it or not? But there's, like, a lot of good acting, really interesting story. So those are my two picks.
Okay. And so we're going to do something, and I think this will be a monthly thing. So after we recommended shows for you guys, what we're going to do now is online, we're going to ask you guys, the listeners, to recommend a movie, preferably something in the sci-fi nerd area, because, you know, we don't like certain types of movies. But
oh, no, but out of our comfort zone would be awesome.
That's fine, too, because we'll probably just make fun of it. But
and if it's in our wheelhouse, we'll probably make fun of it.
That's extremely valid.
Kind of a thing.
The listeners can, and we're asking for recommendations for movies for us to watch, and we will review them for you, and we'll let you know when we're going to review them, so that way you can listen in. You can recommend Sharknado 3. You can recommend the bottom of the barrel, like MST3K movies to us, and we'll watch it, and then we'll give a review on it and critique it a little bit. So send us something on Facebook. We'll post this on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then we'll get all of them together, and then we'll pick one either out of a hat or just one that's available. Preferably something on Netflix.
Yeah, something that's
accessible.
Available.
Yeah, nothing on demand or nothing in theaters. Preferably something before then or older than those. So we'll do that. And last week we recommended a bunch of TV shows, and some people that we know actually started watching iZombie because Sam recommended
that.
Oh,
yeah.
However,
I think I won that.
However, a couple days ago, I started watching Attack on Titan.
Yes. You did?
Yeah.
And?
I got it to four episodes, and it is interesting.
Yeah, right?
Nonetheless, the opening music, I could, it's okay.
It's awesome.
Weird. But it's your typical Japanese animation. And,
well, yeah.
You know, the graphics aren't bad.
I believe the kids call that anime.
Yeah. And it stinks because you have to sit down and watch because it's subtitled, obviously. Right. But
it's easy to get through. It's only a half-hour episode.
Oh, yeah. It's 24 minutes.
Yeah.
21 minutes without the fucking song in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But no, it's so far so good. It's pretty cool. It's a when it gets slow, here's the good thing. When it gets slow, it immediately gets fast again.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So you're not thinking, oh well, this is boring now. Let me do something else. Oh, this is boring. Oh, there's a fucking the monster titan is coming.
Yeah.
The giant titan.
Hey,
is
look
coming.
A titan. Kicks, let's attack it.
Kicks a hole in the wall.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's do some character development. Well, look at a titan. Let's go attack it. It's great.
The first three episodes they're building up to the Eren.
Yeah.
Eren the kid, and he's all about killing him. And then episode four, he gets. Are you guys going to watch this or no?
I might.
Okay, well, I'm not going to ruin
it's not
anything.
Really going to spoil anything.
Is this a show or is
it's
this
a show?
This is a show. It's on Amazon. It's on.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Yeah.
And it was only one season so
yeah.
far, or
so
just
far.
Only one.
It's been on. It like came out like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But they're working on a second season. Like
it
recently,
doesn't seem like that. It's a little bit. It seems like there's a lot that goes into this show.
Oh yeah.
It's, but it's. Fucked up, man. In
yeah.
the fourth episode?
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
And then I just got pissed and I went to sleep.
Watch the next one. Trust me.
Yeah.
It gets right. good again.
All right.
I mean, I'm currently trying to get through Twin Peaks.
Yes,
I saw that. I've made it through the first season and, man, the second season goes from zero to crazy in about 5 seconds.
Now, catch me up. What happens at the beginning of season two?
So,
well, he gets shot.
He gets right? shot.
He gets shot at the end of season one.
Season one, and season two picks up right then. He's on the floor.
Oh, and
the old guy comes in with the milk.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
I love that old dude.
It takes such like a right turn from yeah. the rest of the show. Yeah. Like almost immediately.
The show was weird in the first season, but like now it's just like, well, I guess we're just going this way now.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
oh, it's great.
Taking me a bit of an adjustment.
Let me ask you, Sam. That's pretty much where I dropped off. Do we want to maybe do a little rewatch on Twin Peaks and do like a weekly installment, maybe?
Yeah, sure. I'm already on
a couple episodes.
I'm on two so of the second season.
Okay.
And there's like 20 in the second season.
Yeah.
And the first season had like 9. So.
Yeah, it was much bigger. It gets.
And here I was like in the first season being like, okay, the hardest part is going to get over the campiness.
Oh yeah, it's super campy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
This song alone, like,
yeah. But like the high school quarterback who's like, just like the quintessential like, was it beat poet like that beat movement sort of like,
oh yeah,
the 1950s. He's kind of like that.
Okay.
Like anyone else gonna back me up on this?
No, sure, I don't remember,
me?
But yeah. Sure.
Remember, he's the one getting the cocaine and stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I just, like, he's got that song that he's associated with it.
Oh, right, yeah, okay, yeah, the biker guy.
Yeah, well, he's not a biker.
I thought he was the biker.
No, the biker is the good kid.
Yeah,
doesn't he get shot or something?
No, so far, kid? No. No, okay. The good kid doesn't get shot.
This is super interesting.
Anyways, let's move on from this.
Yes.
You guys are going to do a weekly installment on this. All right,
we'll
so.
Do, I don't know, we'll come up with a witty title later.
All right, so all right.
What are we going to do?
Twinning Peaks?
I don't know.
No. Talking Peaks?
Anyways, what's next?
So why don't we, just because it's, I keep getting announcements, Rhode Island Comic Con, which is our local Comic Con, they keep... Every week, they announce a new guest,
mm-hmm.
and nobody big was announced
oh.
recently, but, I mean, the fact that, you know, 40% of the entire Walking Dead cast is coming
yeah,
to Rhode Island
Comic
Con.
Like, they're cast ever, or, like, right now?
Right now.
Okay.
So we have basically all of Abraham's crew.
Yeah.
And then there's a few others.
None of the originals.
How many of the zombies?
There's
one guy who was a zombie on the show.
Okay.
Because it's his picture, and in the background, it's a zombie. So I'm like, oh, he's probably one of the extras. He's the main extra.
I can come up with a I have a list of people here that I want to see. All
right. I want to see The Walking Dead from the zombies perspective.
So are we going to this?
Yes.
Yeah, most definitely.
Are we? And are, I'm guessing we're gonna have to do like cosplay.
We don't have to.
I mean, if you want to,
Sam. You know it'd be funny. You could do like Walker Texas Deader.
Do a zombie walker.
Zombie Walker Texas Ranger. I think.
There's going to be a lot of Negans running around.
Somebody, I just saw one. It was on Reddit. It's like they did a Stranger Things one where it's like they just like a sheet and someone like sticks their hand through it and it's got like the light Christmas bulbs lights. On it. And somebody's Winona Ryder. Just like.
I did see that. That was pretty cool.
Let me go over the highlights that I want to see.
Your highlights.
My highlights. I know you have a few different
ones. Oh, I do.
I'll just read off the names of the characters they play. I don't know. I guess I could do actors.
Hang on. I'm sorry. We should do a contest to figure out what cosplay Sam's going to be.
Like you vote.
We're going to let the fans. Well, we should come up with the ideas and then let the fans vote. Or if there's fan ideas out there too.
Okay. Sam dress up as something.
Yeah. Like what if Sam just goes as like a 6 foot tall version of 11 from Stranger Things.
I recommend you do not do the Wookiee suit.
No, he's not doing the Wookiee suit.
The Wookiee suit is Comic-Con gets hot. Comic-Con gets hot.
I'm used to getting hot in that. So
okay. And I was going to say you would probably pass out from heat exhaustion at that point.
Close.
Anyway, who are your highlights, Chris?
Sorry to drag us off course.
Yeah.
Brett Dalton, he's Hive from S.H.I.E.L.D. Katie Cassidy, Black Canary. Frank Grillo, who's Crossbones.
Yep.
Summer Glau, who is the Terminator. This female
little
Terminator.
Bit something more important.
She's also an Arrow.
And Firefly.
Yep, and Firefly, yep. So then you hit Walking Dead. You have Christian Serratos, who is Abraham's like squeeze, if you will. Joss McDermott, he plays Eugene. Michael Cudlitz, Abraham. Jeffrey D. Morgan.
Yes.
Who's your case.
Supernatural and the comedian from Watchmen.
Yep. And then Anthony Mackie.
Yeah.
And then Stan Lee.
Yeah.
So they haven't announced panels yet. Rhode Island Comic Con, you need to get your shit together. Well, the panels, because I need to figure out. Some people need to figure out what day.
We could probably guess together.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead people might be.
But is Stan Lee going to have a panel?
I don't know. Maybe he might be with
Think because he's a legend.
Yeah.
So we don't know. I tweeted RI Comic Con, when are they going to release the panel schedules? Because some people need to buy their tickets.
Yeah.
And
like,
some
know
people,
what day you want
yeah,
to show up.
Yeah, some people might not want to go because Friday's not a joke, but Friday's slow.
Yeah.
And not many of the big names are there. And then some people are only there on Saturday. So,
a lot are Saturday and Sunday.
Another thing, these autographs and photos are fucking expensive. Man.
Yeah.
So we're going to be dropping a shit ton of money. So,
but some other names that you didn't mention.
Don't say any wrestlers. Please don't.
Do I watch wrestling?
None of us watch wrestling.
Exactly.
No, but there were like some good names though from the wrestlers.
Sure.
Like, wasn't there Ric Flair? Or is that the Boston one?
I think that was Boston. I think that was Boston.
But
we should do a comparison too, because I think Rhode Island Comic Con list of
guests
is better than Boston, in my opinion.
Like Boston had Shatner, and I think they blew their wad on that one.
On Shatner. Yeah, but they have this Rhode Island's got Stan Lee. Like Shatner's big, but Stan Lee.
I think Shatner's bigger.
No, Stanley's by far bigger.
I'd say they're on par.
They're legends in their own.
Either way, they're both $100 for their picture.
Yeah.
So
so people you missed. Oh, first of all, Billy Dee Williams.
Oh yeah.
Lando Calrissian's gonna be there. People.
He's not my. Not
it's
my
Billy Dee Williams. Fine. Slash Harvey Dent from the Tim Burton Batman movies.
That was my Star Wars pitch, by the way. What? Lando opens up like a bar.
Ooh, that could be a spinoff
of
Sam's.
Yeah,
it
could be
a spinoff. I didn't have much to do that, but... Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Lando was their next-door neighbor.
So he can be the, Dr. Fraser Crane of whatever yours is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To my cheers.
Yeah, there you go. Billy Piper from Doctor Who and Secret Diary of a Call Girl.
There's a few Doctor Who.
Penny Dreadful.
There was a girl from Doctor Who as well.
That would be Billy Piper.
No, there was
Rose another Tyler.
One.
The other one is Arthur. Was it Darville? He plays Rory Pond.
He's on Legends of Tomorrow. Right?
Yeah, he's Legend of Tomorrow, and he was on Broadchurch too. A show that I mentioned last week.
Wait, when is he on Broadchurch?
Don't worry about it. Just watch it.
Is it second season?
Just watch it, Sam.
I'm assuming it's second season.
Just watch it, Sam.
He was not in the first season.
Anyways, you got Alfonso Ribeiro. Come on. Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
He's there every year.
It doesn't matter. He's still there. This is Alfonso
Ribeiro.
They
have a lot of Power Rangers there, too.
Yeah,
Jamie Jo Johnson.
Amy Jo Johnson.
You're super excited about, but...
Yeah, it's the Pink Ranger guy. God. Right.
Sean had his sexual awakening to the Pink Ranger.
Something. Did one lower or both?
Jason David Frank is there. He's the original green/white ranger from Mighty Morphin.
People fucking care about that.
They do. He's Jesus huge on Facebook
Christ.
For
see
some
how
reason.
Excited he is. Look at him.
Well, no,
these
are
Pink
actually
Ranger's one thing, but like
the Green
who
Ranger.
The fuck cares?
No, because this guy he
I mean, she was cute.
I guess John also had a sexual awakening.
Was she in that Disney Channel original movie?
Susie Q?
Yeah. You know it.
It's funny because...
John, get your hands out of your pants.
Sorry, do you hear it on the table?
It's really funny that like her accredited roles, Amy Jo Johnson, is Power Rangers, Flashpoint, and Susie Q. Like, those are her three roles. So, yes, John, Susie Q is one of her roles. Jason David Frank, he basically went MMA after, like, somewhat recently.
Wait,
so
like,
he's
actually in the MMA? Like in UFC and shit?
I don't know if UFC, but he's gone, like, probably maybe, like, a step below.
Now,
but
that's interesting.
So he's jacked now. Covered in tattoos, he's jacked. But he still lives up the Green Ranger thing. So, but he's got a huge following
like
on
Facebook.
Like, in the
Octagon?
He shows up as the Green Ranger.
He's the only one allowed to fight in a mask.
See, here's the thing. He like tries to fight the guy, but he starts to lose.
And I should say this also. In the news, the Black Ranger
oh boy,
has confirmed that no original Power Rangers will be in the movie.
Okay.
Wait, Sam, were you saying that when the Green Ranger fights, he starts to lose and then all the other ones happen to appear? And,
yeah. They all like morph together and then they win.
Okay.
Who knew?
Name that I'm surprised you didn't mention, speaking of Cheers, John Ratzenberger.
Yeah.
Cheers. Okay. All of Pixar. Star Wars. He was in
what?
It all. He's in Empire Strikes Back. He's in Hoth. He has he has a speaking line.
I mean, like, what, are we going through the whole Ratzen catalog? Like, he's also in, like, Bridge Too Far.
You're not going down the whole list of guests at Comic-Con.
No, I'm not. I'm skipping. There's a lot that I'm skipping. There's so many wrestlers I don't care about.
Yo, give us just like a little taste of the wrestlers, though.
Okay, do you want to go wrestlers?
Just give me like the top two.
Hey, Rhode Island Comic-Con, we can be the official podcast for you.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, if you want to pay us, sure.
Who the hell is Chuckles
not.
The Clown? That's what I want to
or
know.
Or not. I'll just do it for free. Just let me shake hands with
Chuckles
Stanley.
The Clown?
Yeah. Chuckles the Clown from Chuckles and Laughs Show. Like, what the fuck is that?
I mean,
obviously you're not a fan.
Obviously.
You know what I'm not seeing, though?
What?
I'm not seeing a lot of not recent, but artists, like comic artists.
Yeah, there's no like actual artists there.
None.
There's
I would want
Katie
to
Cassidy,
see.
Who from Arrow.
Yeah, she's
and
from Arrow. No, I said that.
Oh, you did say
yeah.
Katie? I missed that one then. Nolan North's going with voice actors. Nolan North is there. Let's see. There's not really much after that. Some of you
listen,
are,
no, but again,
Tara Reid's there, guys. Tara Reid.
Oh, the whole Sharknado cast is there.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I don't care. No, but like, all right. Okay.
Yes, we're going.
Voice actors, right?
Right.
Like, I have like respect for what you do. Like, you're good at it. Who in their right mind is getting a picture with a voice actor? Or like,
if it's Billy West, me.
If the girl who does Rugrats is always there.
EG
Daily,
yeah.
I think.
But if it's Billy West, I like in a heartbeat, I would take a picture with Billy West. Yeah. Billy West is awesome.
Baker was supposed to be there.
Was Kenny Baker supposed to be there? That's very sad.
Oh, not Bradley D. Baker?
No, Kenny Baker.
Okay. Are they related?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
On that sad note, all right, let's move on.
Rhode Island Comic Con, November. So we're still going in 2 months out. So hopefully they announce some more guests.
Yeah.
Let's get some original Walking Dead cast on there. That would be awesome.
That would be nice because I don't care about this.
There will definitely be a Walking Dead panel. There definitely will be.
Without a doubt in my mind.
I want something else as well. And release the schedule, please. So something else that happened this week or past week. So a little in the world of Game of Thrones.
I'm out.
Amazon released, I don't know if it was accidental or not, but released a book release date for the new Winds of Winter for Game of Thrones for March 9th, 2017 on Amazon. And you have to kind of take it with a grain of salt because this is not the first time and sure as hell won't be the last time that they've released a date where it's completely inaccurate. Now, the thing is, George R. R. Martin has said that he's nowhere near done writing these books. And for some reason, they're releasing this date in March, which I can't see happening, but who knows? Any thoughts, John, or no?
I don't care.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I tried reading.
I don't think they're going to ever happen.
As a book reader, the longer you wait to put out the books, the more likely I am not to read it.
Really?
Because if the series is over, I mean,
you don't want to see how the books go.
It's 1,500 pages.
So you're not a fan of the books.
I love the books, but
they follow each other pretty close, right? Like there's certain things that they leave out.
None whatsoever.
No,
not even close to each other.
No. The
there's plenty of departures. Yeah,
the result is the same.
Right.
So the way things end up in some of the stories is the same, but. There's little departures here and there, but it's just
the main storyline's the same.
Yeah, but I mean, he put out another fucking book last month. He put out another book, and everybody on Twitter and all the reviews are saying, "Don't fucking do this. Just finish The Winds of Winter."
So he put out another chapter?
He put out sort of like one of those
a side book or something.
Yeah, I forget what they're called. God. What are those called? Novella type things.
Yeah,
yeah. And then he just I don't fucking know. Just work on this book and then get your shit together and then release them.
Wait, was it like it? Did it have something to do with this like universe?
Or? Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, and I get it, and it takes forever. But you're well past your average book, writing, and then this is gonna be. I mean, he averages 5 years, I think, per book, and the longest he's ever taken is 7. And then this has been 8 years so far since he's written the last one.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Who knows? But either way, it's just funny. Amazon releases the release date, and nobody blinks an eye because they think it's all bullshit.
Got some casting news, too, from the show.
Yeah, they cast...
Jim Broadbent of... movies.
Yeah.
You say that name like we know who it is.
Commissioner in Hot Fuzz of the town.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And,
okay.
He's in a bunch of random shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Every British actor is in Harry Potter.
Except for the main
and
two.
It's slowly turning into same thing with Game of Thrones. Every British actor seems to be in Game of Thrones.
What the hell? Why is Sir Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart not in either of these series?
Because the first was in Lord of the Rings, and that's a little too much.
Somebody offered him $1 million to be the officiator of their wedding.
Yeah.
And he turned it
down. Sean Parker, the Napster guy.
Haven't heard that in a while.
What, Napster? Yeah.
All right.
You know, it'd be cool if he offered him $1 billion. That's a little reference to the movie The Social Network.
Yeah. All right, we can move on from that then. So,
yeah, we're going all over the place.
That's okay. Not a lot of big news things happen, except
where's the music for Rapid Fire?
Daniel Craig reportedly offered $150 million to do 2 more Bond movies.
Did he say yes?
No,
He turned it down.
I don't like understand that though, because people are like going nuts over like every time they cast a James Bond, they're like, oh, who's the next one gonna be? Like, they're always so excited about casting the next James Bond. Like, it was, for the longest time, it was like, oh my god, it's gonna be Idris Elba. Now it's like, oh, it's gonna be Hiddleston.
Man.
And it's just, I don't know. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, like, Craig's like good. Like, I'd say, you know, he's probably like the second best guy.
Yeah, yeah. Second, I mean, like, one. It's not him, but like, just the movies he's done has changed the characters a lot.
Yeah.
Like, the character to start with was just this, you know, he was this playboy sort of, like, you know, not really the devil may care sort of guy. And like, his movies have turned him into this, like, very, like, tortured, troubled man who's just, like, trying to struggle with the fact that he's may just be a hitman for the British government. Mm. Like, he's just killing people, and that's his job. And he's not, like, totally sure if he's doing good or not.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt that would be, like, a permanent move.
I don't know. It feels like a permanent move, but like,
I know what you mean. But like, they've had like a lot of, like, it's been, oh god, is it Sam Raimi? See, the guy who's been doing it.
I don't know.
I always get the him and some Bond other guys confused.
The new Bond movies?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It can't be Sam Raimi.
He did Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a different guy. Then I can't think of his name. But anyway, no, I would, like, if it's Hiddleston, it'll be a different dude. Like, I don't see that shit at all at Hiddleston. Daniel Craig, on the other hand, like, I mean, you go back to movies he did beforehand, like Layer Cake or Munich, and I mean, like, that's kind of the dude he is. Like, he's kind of like a nihilist kind of dude of, like, oh, this doesn't, like, fucking make any difference. Like, you know, if it was, like, Hiddleston, it'd be, you know, I don't want to say, like, Roger Moore-ish, but,
it'd,
like,
it'd go back to sort of, like, the original sort of devil may care playboy who...
Yeah. I would say it's more likely going to be closer to that than what you saw with Craig.
Yeah.
Sam Mendes is the director.
Sam Mendes.
Did Road to Perdition, Revolutionary Road, American Beauty, Skyfall.
You know, those are movies not really about characters dealing with their lives.
Yeah.
Especially Road to Perdition.
Or American Beauty.
Or American Beauty.
Well, either way. Turning down $150 million to not do Bond. Hey, good, you know,
you know
your
what?
Ground.
He's kind of like, he's getting old for it.
It's not even that. It's just four movies. He's done four.
Yeah, I think it's
Spectre, Casino Royale.
Quantum Solace.
He did four. That's a good pull for,
not for Bond. For Bond, that's kind of weak.
For a new Bond?
No, it's not. That's the tied for the third most ever.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, it was Sean Connery did like, what, 7 or 8, and then Roger Moore did about the same. Dalton did 2. Pierce Brosnan did what, 4? So,
GoldenEye. He did
Tomorrow Never Dies. The World Is Not Enough.
And then the North Korea one.
Die Another Day. Is there another one?
I feel like there's another one. I really feel like there's another one.
Fans, if there is another one, let us know at facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude.
Or on Twitter. Who cares?
But, yeah, I'm looking
at that. But the thing about, like, Bonds is they typically overstay their welcome.
That's true. I don't...
Yeah. Well,
has Craig overstayed his welcome, though?
I don't think the character has, but I think...
No, not the character, the actors.
Yeah.
The actors get to the point where they're just too old to, like, pull this off.
Like, look at Pierce Brosnan. In the last one.
That last one was just so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Halle Berry.
That was a dumb plot, though.
He's done 4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pierce Brosnan's done 4.
Wow. Okay. So GoldenEye
Roger
was by
Moore,
far his best, though. But
7.
I'd love to see, like, them just go to, like, the Roger Moore, like, stupid shit. Like, even if it's, like, 2...
Sean Connery's done 7. Roger Moore's done 7.
Like, what if we get, like, a fun James Bond movie? No, you know what? Okay, this is what they need to fucking do. They need to give it to fucking Guy Ritchie, who has, like, every other fucking franchise no one gives a shit about. Like, Sherlock Holmes, and what's the next one he's doing? King Arthur?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Give him James Bond.
Oh, God.
It can't be Statham, but, like... give him Hiddleston. It'll be good. Throw in fucking...
I don't know. I personally, I'm a big Bond fan. I like this new Dark Bond.
Yeah.
I really
do. It provides,
like,
a new twist on it.
Casino Royale was just... I really enjoy that movie.
Oh, it's good.
I feel like that that lighter Bond has just been so played out. We have so many of those movies. Like, this darker Bond, there's not, like, other than this these past four movies, there's, like, no, like, dark version of Bond.
Right.
Yep.
And he's a tired, used-out character, so you need to change him up somehow. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you go back, it's just going to be more of the same.
All right, hang on. Let me put this into Google. Like, let me see. Is there an American version of James Bond? Oh, my God, that's Jason Bourne. Sorry.
You were really... Have you seen the movie, at least?
I haven't.
You bring up that pun every time.
I heard it was really bad.
It's probably your typical Jason Bourne movie.
I don't want to go see a bad movie.
You know what their problem was?
What?
You know what their problem was? It wasn't called The Bourne Jason.
Yeah.
It should have been called The Bourne Jason.
All right, let's move on from Bond.
Two.
Let's do Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon confirms Tremors TV show is going to be on Amazon.
Wait, another Tremors TV show?
With Kevin Bacon.
Okay, I could be okay with that,
takes
I guess.
Place 25 years after
right.
the first movie.
Because
be weird if
there
was
already a Tremors TV show.
No. This is with...
Right, this is with Kevin Bacon.
It's
but...
with Kevin Bacon. Come on.
Yeah, like Kevin Bacon's developing it.
Yep, yeah. He's doing a bunch of stuff with it, and they're working on the script and everything, but it's at Amazon
you know, the
right
following
now.
Did so well.
Yeah, well, it's weird because... At the end of the season, he finally gets the guy, and okay, season one is fine, but they tried to push it and get two seasons out of it.
Yeah, they tried pushing it way too much.
Yep, and then got the British two-season cut.
Yep.
But, you know.
So here's the thing. This is like kind of out of nowhere, but like a question I've kind of had. Do you feel like there's a lot of shows coming out lately where you're just like, beyond the first season, I don't see where this is going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they shoot their load in the first one and that's pretty yeah. like all the good ideas. Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You know, like
24.
And they should just go away. They should just like say, yeah. okay, we did good.
Like there's that show coming out, Pitch, where it's like the first woman pitcher.
Yeah, it doesn't baseball, seem like it's like,
where do you
power?
See that?
After
for
the first
season,
what do you do?
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, to there? Be fair, like any show. Like, if I were to explain like the plot of The Office to you, like that would be like a boring show, but. You know, every show has a premise, and then you're like, oh, well, these are interesting characters in an interesting world. I'd like to watch more and see what happens. I mean...
Yeah, but, like, most shows don't seem to be that. It seems to be, like, this
it's
is
that
an
one
interesting,
gimmick.
Like, gimmick or interesting storyline. But once that storyline gets played out, what else is there?
Well...
It's like 24. You catch the bad guy in the end, what happens next season?
Well, there's another bad guy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's well, like Jack Bauer has know, to keep America safe.
Yeah.
He's got to punch someone else.
Oh, boy.
No, I mean, you get that. Like,
new 24
you know,
is coming out, too. TV
new,
show.
Really? A new
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
Yay.
Not with Jack Bauer that I know of. So.
Did you see, Chris, speaking about Amazon shows, there's going to be a Jack Ryan show?
Yeah.
With who's John Krasinski from The Office?
Oh, God.
That's okay.
No, I'm
that's
not.
Okay.
That's I mean, the only thing that was funny was there was like a lot of great crossover jokes on Twitter, but like outside of that, it was great. I would love it.
Like Jack Ryan, like being like
it's
being
like
the yeah, terrorists are coming for us, and then he looks at the camera,
and smirks.
Yeah. Well, you guys haven't read the books, but there's so much material you can work with in those, and it's the books are so good, and they take place in. Present day, so it's like present day issues.
Oh yeah, that's right. He was up for the role of Captain America.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That would be weird.
Well, he says what? He says he was
he looked
in
at
the suit,
Thor,
and then
yeah.
he saw Thor walk. Chris Hemsworth walking by. He's like, yeah, I'm not okay with this.
Yeah, he's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But well, we don't know. I mean, you can't. You don't know until you see it.
Right, but I mean, look at his track record.
Who?
Yeah, but I don't want to. I don't want to judge anything because what's his face? What? McBride is in the new Prometheus movie.
Yeah, I'm still nervous.
I don't
want to
judge
it.
That. I don't want to judge it. I'm judging,
dude,
but
oh
I don't
my god,
want to.
If you don't like think he's gonna be great in a fucking horror movie in space with fucking aliens,
I don't want to judge that.
I mean, it may fit perfect.
I feel like it's gonna be great.
Motherfucking aliens, goddamn fucking spaceship.
God.
Right.
Right.
Moving on.
Anyways, Sam.
What else?
I guess what? You should watch Vice Principals, even though if you don't like Danny McBride's shtick, you're
gonna I should get into that, because that looked funny.
So we got a few more things. Constantine, just real quick. Constantine episodes are released by Warner Brothers. They're going to be on the CW Seed app. I think it's just a version of CW.
That was a one and done.
Yeah, it was one and done, and I only mention it because Arrow's coming up, and a lot of the fanboys for Arrow agree that something needs to happen with Arrow to keep it,
you know, afloat.
Afloat, and they think that infusing Constantine into it might help. So we'll see what happens. But you know, Constantine episode season ones will be out on a CW Seed app, and I believe they'll be not on demand, but they might be on Amazon Prime as well.
Okay,
get hyped, people.
If you liked Constantine, I liked Constantine.
Woo!
So next, and John's really excited to talk about this, it came out that LaBeouf was almost cast in Suicide Squad, but the studio declared him a liability to be around a big production movie. So your thoughts, John?
All right, first off, I've come around on LaBeouf.
Where was your position originally?
Are we talking pre or post Holes? No, but like everyone's like, oh, he showed up
and
in
that's
Indiana.
The pinpoint Holes, really?
Yeah,
not Transformers.
Holes. No, it's Holes.
No. But everyone was like, you know, whatever. I mean, he's in Transformers. Like that guy doesn't really have to do anything anyway. Then he came in and like fucked up Indiana Jones, and people were like, all right, we're at war, LaBeouf. You know.
You're a dead man.
Yeah, and he's like a weird dude too. But he's like pretty self-aware. Like those like Just Do It
videos.
Do it. And then have you guys seen this other video where it's like this like Shia LaBeouf like musical number? It's like, no. Oh man, what the fuck is it actually called? I don't know. I'm gonna show it to you later. Okay. They need to like if Shia LaBeouf like was in like directed Suicide Squad, that movie would have been batshit fucking crazy. I would have loved to see that.
He was up for the role of what's his face,
one of the Marines or whatever,
the head guy that
Flag.
Yeah, is it Rick Flag?
Yeah. How do you not remember?
Well,
this?
No. The reason why I don't remember this is because like in Captain America, Steve Rogers, Captain America, there's a guy named like Rick
Jack Flag.
Jack Flag. That's what confuses me. Jack and Rick Flag. Anyways,
so wait, hang on. Isn't like Shia LaBeouf short?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
It would be like weird if he was just like trying to intimidate people, just like looking up at him. Like,
yeah, but he's crazy, Sam.
I guess the thing is with Suicide Squad, I was reading is that originally like. I keep calling them Marines. What are they? The Army guys. They're just.
They're SEALs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they are SEALs. They were supposed to have a much more prominent role, and like Tom Hardy was supposed to be in this originally, and he was supposed to be one of them.
He was supposed to be Flag.
Right, and essentially, I guess then Will Smith came aboard and were like, I guess we'll just make it a Deadshot movie. So they pretty much like lowered everybody else, you know, because obviously, you know, you can only have X amount of screen time, although you wouldn't really know it watching the movie, but at least in theory, you know, you don't want to have too many like overbearing things, you know. It's like a well-mixed cocktail, you know. You gotta balance out your sweets and your bitters, but this one was like just a sugary mess. But we've talked about that enough.
Yeah. No, I think I honestly with Shia LaBeouf, I feel like everybody's got to like tone it down a little bit with this guy. Like everybody is out for blood with this guy. Like I understand there's certain things that like people are angry about, but come on. It's movies.
I just find him entertaining.
Yeah. Like
just like, watching his slide into insanity.
Like, for that tank movie that he was in, like apparently
Fury.
Yeah. He went like above and beyond for that. Like he cut himself on his face, like to make the wounds look real. He pulled one of his own teeth out.
Like working with him.
Right. Well,
it should have been like, all right, we're getting rid of Leto and we're going to make him like LaBeouf, like
don't
the Riddler.
Make him the Riddler?
Yeah, right.
I could
Edward
see that.
Nigma? Okay.
Honestly.
I think the Riddler would have been better than the Joker in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Maybe.
In general. There's a lot of things we could probably come up with that would make that movie better.
Kite Man.
Yeah, Kite Man.
Just make it about Kite Man.
You know, so we got Sully coming out this week. It's a movie with Tom Hanks. And I was thinking, what would it be like if Tom Hanks was in Suicide Squad? Like, I was just trying to add, you know, we talked about how, like, shitty. Talked about, like, how shitty the summer was. I was like, well, if Tom Hanks is in any of these movies, how would he make it better?
That's for a different podcast, yeah. John. Okay. But that's a good podcast,
you throw Tom Hanks in to make, like, dads want to go see it.
Well, yeah, but.
Well, still. I don't know. Is there, like, a single movie? Like, Tom Hanks is definitely, like, the, like, maybe the one dude out there who's always, like, the needle mover to me, like, going to see a movie.
Yeah, he would push if me he's over. Tied, it's like, oh, it's probably going to be a good movie.
Bridge of Spies. I don't think I would have seen that unless it was Tom Hanks.
I mean, it was Spielberg. It was pretty good. Like, if that's.
Well, those two are pretty much a tag team now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After Saving Private Ryan, they're pretty much together and everything.
Eastwood, but.
Yeah, we know. No,
Eastwood. That.
Yeah, not saying he only makes movies. Yeah. Spielberg
makes a movie, usually Tom Hanks is in it.
It's somewhat involved. Hmm.
It's like a different way of looking at the Venn diagram. Not all Tom Hanks movies. Okay, we'll move on.
Yeah, please.
All right, so last thing we want to talk about, and a new trailer came out this week.
Oh, God, no.
Today. It came out today, I put this movie series in my top five favorite.
Not me.
Of all time. For me personally.
Nope.
Have you suffered like a major brain injury at some point?
Maybe.
Like...
No.
We're talking about
Underworld.
Underworld
here.
Blood Wars trailer came out today.
You mean Kate Beckinsale's Underworld?
Yeah, at the end it's just Kate Beckinsale, Underworld.
Tyler Perry presents Kate Beckinsale's Underworld.
She's the main selling point for any one of those movies, and her getting in those that leather suit again just sells people. So.
I guess so.
New trailer comes out.
Plot doesn't.
I'm having a hard time understanding what the plot is in the movie, but it looks like Lycans, the werewolves, have kind of beaten back the vampires and are gonna finish them once and for all.
Why not?
Like, yeah, you don't go to that movie to
you know,
see the plot.
Maybe the world's gonna end. I don't know. Has that happened in a movie?
I just remember going to see the second one. And, like, everybody being like, oh, it's going to be great. And I remember sitting there and watching it and being like, this is incredibly stupid. And then the final scene with, like, the final fights and stuff where, like, the helicopter comes down on the rope bridge, but the rope bridge is still up for some reason. Like, that makes so much sense.
It's so very sturdy.
It's a well-made rope bridge.
Her father honestly made it.
The only thing about that movie I remember is sitting there and being like, how's that rope bridge laying on? It's like the ropes on the bridge are still like straight.
But there's a helicopter blade like spinning.
No, it's like the whole helicopter went like through the bridge and yet it's still up.
But the helicopter blades are still going because remember they shoved the guy into him to kill him? Like, the other thing that gets me from the second one too is how he kills the werewolves. Like the werewolf, the blue guy.
See, you
evil
lost
blue
me.
Man group that the like
move
love
beyond the rope bridge. You've lost
no,
me.
But it's part of the rope bridge where he goes up to all of the werewolves and he rips the top of their heads off but leaves the lower jaw. Like, because that makes sense.
Like, yeah, how does that work?
Yeah, you would rip the jaw out, not the entire head, and leave the lower jaw.
Yeah, John, come over here. I want to try something.
Well, anyway, I can't wait to see this movie. And I know.
Well, that makes one of you.
I'll take my wife. She likes it too. She'll go. But it comes out in January. Theo James is in it.
Who?
Theo. He was in the Divergent movies, and he needs to go somewhere because apparently they canceled all those.
Oh, they didn't cancel it. It's a movie now. It's a TV show.
But I don't think they're coming back. And they didn't tell the actors that they were moving into the TV show.
Well, the problem was they didn't make a movie.
Yeah, here's the thing, guys. You don't plan out like, oh, we're just going to make four giant budget movies that we have no idea if anyone's actually going to like.
John, that was the next best thing after Twilight.
John, that's what DC is doing.
Yeah. That's a good point, Sean.
Let's make an entire universe before the second film even comes out. What about the first one? Don't worry about the first one, even though it wasn't that good.
Ask fucking Daniel Craig while he's still waiting for the checks for Golden Compass 2. Maybe that's why he keeps saying no to James Bond.
He's still like, waiting for Golden
Compass
2.
To make my dream reality.
Oh, God. Well, so Chris is excited.
I'm really excited about this movie. Yeah, so this comes out in January. I'm so excited for this movie for some godforsaken reason. You guys are all giggles right now.
We're all geeking out because John, like, you're trying to give John the cue right now to do the music. He's doing, like, the shoot back at you.
I thought you wanted me to keep going on that riff about Daniel Craig and how.
No. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Well, this is a weird... like, pew, 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 pew. Like,
just like, right back at you, buddy. Woo!
Keep firing.
Are you caught up? Are you ready to go? Okay, so right now, that does it for us, but we have the rapid fire segment with Sam coming up.
Woo!
Are you ready?
It's time for rapid fire.
Okay.
Kaboom.
Pew, pew! All right, it's time... But,
really? Every time we do it, he always plays it twice.
Anyways, it's time for Rapid Fire. If you're not familiar with Rapid Fire, I'm going to ask a series of questions, very short form questions, and just kind of throw them out there rapid like a rapid pace. Anyways, hence Rapid Fire.
It's not a rapid pace. It's a little slow.
It's a little slow because we're like,
Anyways, this week...
Hulk we got- Badminton? What?
Anyways, this week, I'm going to just be asking you, I'm going to give you three options, and I want you to give me your favorite, the objectively best, and the objectively worst.
So, the one that we like the most.
Yeah.
Then usually which what one, a favorite is.
Well, I'm just breaking this down. And then objectively best would be like the,
like what do you honestly think? Is the best.
Okay.
You may not enjoy it the best, but you think.
But you agree that it's the best.
It's the best. So to start off, we're going to do adaptations of Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
We have the Sherlock Holmes movies with
Robert Downey Jr.
You know, Robert Downey Jr., Guy Ritchie directed them. We have the British TV show Sherlock with Cumberbatch in it as the lead. And that great CBS show, Elementary.
Oh, God.
I didn't even see Elementary.
I don't think anyone did.
I haven't seen any of them, but I'm prepared to say that Elementary is the worst.
So you're saying it's the worst?
Yeah, easily, because, I mean, Lucy Liu as Watson? How could that not
work? It's a mix-up.
Oh, she's Asian. He's British. Oh! Yeah, no, that's the worst.
You're saying that's the
worst? Yeah, easily. I would probably put I would probably enjoy the because I haven't seen any of these. It's tough, but I would probably say the one that I would enjoy the most would probably be the Robert Downey Jr. ones, but the best is the BBC Sherlock.
Oh yeah. I've seen two of the I've not actually seen Elementary, but like it just has never caught me. In being good at all, because it's just it looks like a standard CBS like crime procedural sort of show,
but funny
with a British guy in it.
Because British people are funny because they talk weird.
But I've seen Sherlock.
I can work for CBS.
We love you, British people.
I can work for CBS.
All right.
We all could.
I'm 100% behind with Sean on this one. He's my exact same picks, except my favorite one, Robert Downey Jr., is just the one scene where he's like sitting naked on the bed, and he's just like, I need you to reach behind the pillow. It is not what you think. And the girl runs away. The hotel room keeper, I don't even know what they're called.
Housekeeping.
There it is.
The keeper of the house.
Except it's in London, so we don't know what they're called over
there. Oh, yeah.
It could be Maidlebuffles.
Oh, she's the room gal.
Yeah.
Upon Tweed. Anyways, John, do you have like anything for this? Or?
Really? I mean, like, I think I've seen most of one of those movies and none of anything else. That you
keep talking about Guy Ritchie every podcast.
Yeah, right?
You've only seen one Sherlock Holmes.
I fucking hate that he's done these Sherlock Holmes movies. I should have seen Man from U.N.C.L.E. I'll take that one. All right.
Do you like any of his movies? Every time he talks Guy Ritchie, he doesn't like any of his
movies. No, but he's like, I love Guy Ritchie.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Rock and Rolla.
Okay, three.
Layer, is this a layer cake? I don't know.
So,
anyways,
okay. Anyways,
we're all in agreement with me.
Just to go back to what we were talking about earlier with TV recommendations, I recommend Sherlock. Like, it's on Netflix. It is a good show.
IMDb has one of the Sherlock episodes rated as second or third best episode ever.
Yeah, give it a try. So, it's really good. It's
very well reviewed, very well rated.
It's like two episodes a season. Each episode is like an hour and a half, but it's really good.
So it's like two movies, realistically.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it's the batch in his prime, man. You know, soak it in.
Oh, yeah.
Soak in that batch.
Anyways.
Just forget Khan happened altogether.
Yes, please.
Khan. Anyways, let's try this one. Okay. We got a couple movies coming out for the Thanksgiving, Christmas sort of thing.
Okay.
And which one you think is going to be your favorite? Which
Trolls.
One do you think?
Oh, wait, sorry.
Which one do you think is going to be the best, and which one do you think is going to be the worst? Out of these three, I have Arrival, okay. Which is, was it Forrest Whitaker in it, Amy Adams?
Amy Adams, yeah.
And
it's got, who's the other main actor?
Is it not, like, it's, no.
Who's it? Who, yeah, somebody else is in that. I forget.
It's not Topher Grace, so I just think
no.
of
Oh, God, no.
I mean, he was in Interstellar. It was okay in that.
Are you pulling it up?
I really do.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, what's the other?
Anyways, we also got Doctor Strange is coming out.
Ooh.
And then...
Jeremy Renner.
Renner.
Okay.
Renner.
The Renmeister.
The Renster.
Anyways, and the last one we
do you
have...
You know that guy flips houses? Like, he does like real estate? Like, he buys and
Renner?
Sells houses? Yeah.
I did not know that.
Good, yeah. Good to know. Anyways... And the last one, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find
What was the second one?
Doctor Strange.
So I'm supposed to tell you which is objectively the best of three movies that haven't come out
what
yet?
What do you think is going to be the objectively best? And which one do you think you're going to enjoy the most? Okay. Which one do you think is going to be the worst?
I'll go. Favorite? Strange.
Strange? Oh, I thought you would go with Fantastic Beasts being the Harry Potter guy.
The best, I think, will be Doctor Strange. And I think the worst, shockingly, I think will be Arrival.
Oh.
Because I just don't think... Amy Adams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think her and Renner can pull it off.
You don't think so?
No, it's gotten good press and people like it. And I just don't know.
Yeah.
Just don't know. It might be one of those, like... critically acclaimed movies that everybody loves, but it will be one of those weird ones that win awards but only makes like $20 million. You know, I think it's gonna be along those lines, but of the three, what I will see, I think Arrival could be the worst. However, the sleeper pick for the worst would be Doctor Strange.
So you're saying
my favorite, Strange, the best realistically, Fantastic Beasts, critically and money wise the best. And then the worst, I think, would be Arrival.
All right.
John's laughing because he's going to say Arrival is the best by far. It's going to win 10 million Academies.
Yeah. I'll say, I mean, I literally haven't seen it. It could be total dog shit, but like, no, I'd say that's probably would be my best and favorite. And then worst, man, the Marvel movies, they don't have a high ceiling, but they definitely have a high floor. This Harry Potter movie could just be a total train wreck, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it could really just be, like, a bunch of, like, shit they just pulled right out of their ass, which they sort of did. So I'm going to say that's going to be the worst one.
All right.
What's your favorite?
Arrival.
Okay.
Colin Farrell, though.
All right.
I don't know if he'd be able to pull the movie out.
So here's
I don't know. True Detective Season 2, man.
So I think the best is going to be Arrival. Huh? That'll be the best. The worst, I'm going with Fantastic Beasts because I see it as a cash grab for WB, who is in severe financial... Well, not... I shouldn't say financial, because Suicide Squad made a shit ton of money
big
somehow.
Money on...
They made money on both movies.
Yeah.
So they're even not... Though, they're not
It's strange because they made money on both movies, and both movies people have basically said are complete garbage.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know.
Transformers. That's the only thing I can compare it to. Like, a movie that's complete garbage, but made a shit ton of money.
Yeah, like, I don't think they made a great return on investment as, like, a percentage. Like, was this, like, a great use of the money they took to make Suicide Squad? No, it probably could have put to better shit.
Oh, yeah, they could have done a lot better.
Did they lose money? I don't think, it doesn't look like they're going to. No.
So, I'm like I said, worst Fantastic Beasts, because I almost look at it as a cash grab for Harry Potter universe. We haven't had a movie in a while, so why not make some money somehow by slapping Harry Potter on there? And then I think my favorite is obviously going to be Doctor Strange.
All right. Okay. Well, anyways, moving on beyond that.
Moving on up.
Let's do a Ryan Reynolds question.
Ooh.
All right. Favorite, best, worst of Ryan Reynolds movies.
Can my answer be yes to everything he says me to do?
And I'm not including Deadpool because, you know.
Yeah.
But these are sort of comic book superhero movies that he's done.
Oh, God.
We got, yeah, we're doing the other ones.
The ones that we're going to forget about.
Blade Trinity.
Okay, ooh. Blade Trinity.
Holy shit.
Did he just say Trinity?
Yeah, he said Trinity.
I threw a G in there for good measure.
Trinity.
Green Lantern and Wolverine First Origins. Class, whatever it was.
Origins,
yeah.
Okay.
So, which John, one do you enjoy him
I think John needs to go first.
Well.
I caused a lot of pain in Chris right now.
Which one's my favorite? I'm just kidding.
I've literally never seen Blade Trinity or Trinity. I can't even put that one on the board. I saw Green Lantern and fell asleep or slash maybe passed out in theaters. I've never gone back to it. Didn't keep me awake though. So I'm going to say that was the worst. And ooh, my favorite and I guess de facto the best would be X-Men's Origin, where he is... What's his actual name?
Wade Wilson.
Wade Wilson.
He's playing Deadpool in that.
Whoa, I never really
Weapon X.
Deadpool.
No. He plays Weapon X. He doesn't play Deadpool.
I'm sorry,
he plays
Sam, he plays
Weapon X.
Weapon X.
Sorry. Right. It was supposed to eventually evolve into
right,
it, but didn't happen.
Thank which, God. But then it actually sort of did. So
yeah, but
just not in that storyline. Which yeah, please, that was great.
Just let that die. So,
hold on. We have two other people who need to answer.
No. I'm moving on to other people.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to go with my favorite.
All right.
My favorite was Blade Trinity. I mean, Trinity.
Trinity.
You're not going to live that one down, Sam.
No.
No, I'm sorry.
And I'm okay with that.
Blade Trinity was my personal favorite. I enjoyed the movie, even though it was pretty crappy. Let's see. The worst... You got to give it to Green Lantern. That movie was just awful. All sorts of awful.
Green Lantern's light.
I'm very happy you didn't put in RIPD in this list. Thank you. Which is a comic book adaptation.
Also a comic book movie.
So. Thank you for not including that. Only three, all right?
I know, but you,
great, but
you
that
could
was
have...
my favorite, Sam.
Oh, God. So I'm going to go with X-Men Origins is the best because wow. It's got... Well... You gave me a tough choice here. I'm just saying, like, that would be the best, I guess. Like,
you could double up on Blade Trinity.
I'm allowed to double up.
Yeah,
you okay, double Trade up. Trinity is the best. And my favorite. Because X-Men Origins was, like, bad. And I love Wolverine. I love Deadpool. And it was just bad. All sorts of bad.
Okay. Anyways.
So my worst would be Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Just for unspeakable reasons. The best I would say is Trinity.
Not Trinity?
No, just Trinity.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like I'm following yours.
Yeah.
And then my favorite is Just Friends.
Oh, come on. I would have said...
But he's fat!
I would have went with Definitely Maybe.
No, Just Friends.
Have you ever seen Definitely Maybe?
Yeah, Just Friends.
Loved it.
No, you guys want a good Ryan Reynolds recommendation? It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Mississippi Grind. It's like him, Ben Mendelsohn. This movie came out last year. They like go down the Mississippi, fucking gambling. It's a good road trip movie. It's just like, you know, it's nothing great. It's just really good.
But John, is it a chick flick?
No.
Then I don't care.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is meant for chick flick.
Get the fuck out of here.
Definitely Maybe is a chick flick. Just Friends is a chick flick.
Yeah. Just Friends is a chick flick.
Okay.
Favorite series, getting back to the original.
I really like that movie, guys.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it. Favorite would probably be the origins. Only because if you take out all the other BS and at the beginning of the movie...
What do you have left?
Wade Wilson.
Dude, you got shitty CGI.
Stop. Just Wade Wilson.
But he like
just his like 30 seconds of back talk.
Like spinning the blades. Even
just the way, just the talk, just the dialogue. That's it. Take that and be like, okay, that's a little
I
bit
guess,
Wade
but
Wilson.
I mean, we're talking about a movie as a whole here.
I thought we were talking Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is technically only in the movie for about 4 minutes.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is actually like pretty good in that movie.
Yeah, he's enjoyable.
Right?
All right.
So Will I Am, not minutes. So much.
Yeah. Well, oh, no. My God. No.
The guy, what's his face, who played Gambit? I enjoyed him.
Taylor Kitsch.
I enjoyed him.
Why can't he be Gambit?
I don't know.
Because fucking C. Tate's is a dancer.
Yeah, but the Louisiana accent for Taylor Kitsch was not awful.
No.
Okay.
I was very happy with his role as Gambit. And
it was like, a lot better than a lot of the True Blood cast. Granted, almost all the True Blood cast is British.
Yeah.
So
anyways.
Moving on.
Did you see that? True Blood?
What? No, I don't watch that.
Oh, God.
No.
It was good in the beginning, and then it got wicked shitty in the end. Yeah, they started introducing some fucking fairies, and I'm like, I'm done.
Anyways. So,
I'm serious. They introduced fairies at the end. I'm like, fuck it.
Yes, we know, Chris. You hate fairies. All right. Anyways.
I burned all my Ferngully tapes.
He's not talking about that kind of fairy.
Oh.
Anyways.
I don't know what he's saying. Trinity is Trinity. I can't understand what he's saying.
Sam Slurg is speech after one beer.
Anyways. Favorite, best, worst. Characters from the Suicide Squad that you would want to see have their own movie. We've got Captain Boomerang, Katana, or Slipknot.
Yes!
And who's Slipknot again, John?
He's the guy who can climb anything.
Oh, man. Oh, that makes me cry every time. Okay. Who wants to tackle that one first?
Slipknot was the worst. I'll go. Slipknot was the worst.
Really?
I'd say climb anything.
If you're turning that into a movie, I've already seen 130 hours or 131 hours, so I'm good.
Yeah, but he couldn't climb that rock.
Okay. Let me reassess my rankings here. Slipknot is still the worst.
Okay.
All right.
Favorite would probably be Captain Boomerang. If they were to make a movie, Captain Boomerang would be a comedy. It better be a fucking comedy.
It'd be weird if it was like a romantic drama between him and that pony.
But I think the best one...
Unicorn,
if there
Sam.
Was
unicorn.
One,
it's a unicorn.
The best, if there were to make a movie, would probably be Katana, just because of the, you know, the story of the blade and everything. That would be the best. But my favorite would be Boomerang.
John?
This is a toughie, man. All right, I'll go...
I thought all three would be Slipknot for you.
You're close.
Slipknot.
All right, I'm going to say... My favorite, no, okay, the worst one would be Boomerang. Guy just throws a boomerang. All right, next. I'd say the best one would be Katana. Like I said, when we were talking about Suicide Squad, like her, like, 2 minute long intro that, like, just sort of, like, happens and then no one ever really talks about again. It seemed like a pretty, like, fleshed out world, and I thought it was hilarious, like, how, like,
she
accurate.
Can climb anything.
All right, so that'd be my favorite, or that'd be the best one. My favorite would be Slipknot. I need to see that origin story, because you know it's gonna start, and he's gonna be in, like, gym class. and the rope's gonna be there. But then, like, the school catches on fire. And, like, you know, his father is, like, a contractor, and he's been working on the roof, so he needs to climb up the rope to get to the roof so he can tell his dad the building's on fire. Slipknot.
That's better than any Star Wars pitch we've ever heard.
God, that, oh, my God. That's up there with Use of the Farce. Best Katana, because she has probably the best storyline of them all. Slipknot origin story is very tempting. Very tempting.
Hang on, Sean, can I just have the floor for one more second?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Any recommendations of Slipknot songs for the Slipknot origin story?
Preferably by a band, maybe? With a similar name?
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Well, they're not talking about Chumbawamba.
Slipknot's theme song.
I think they were going more towards the band Slipknot. But a Slipknot version of Chumbawamba's tub thumping would be very interesting.
They already did Wait and Bleed.
Okay. So anyways. So Katana's probably got the best story. Origin story to Slipknot, very tempting, but I'm putting that at the bottom of the barrel. And the one I would enjoy the most would be a Captain Boomerang movie, because Captain Boomerang is just he's funny. I enjoy him in not just the comics, but
and every time he goes away, he comes back.
Yeah, every time he's like, you can't get rid of him.
So that's gonna do it this week.
Oh, that's it. Wow. Yeah. Who's the winner?
Oh, God, fucking John.
I'm going to give it John for a Slipknot movie. I want to see that movie
really?
Now.
Okay.
I want to see him live anything.
I really think his theme song should be the Chumbawamba
yeah,
song.
Yeah, I can only see it now. Like Slipknot, the school's on fire. You're going to tell your dad he's on the roof. And it's just like, and we're winning. Like, it's just... Oh, I can't knock down. And that's how he climbs the rope the first time.
Oh, I'm sweating because I'm giggling.
Oh, God. Oh, this needs to become a movie. Like, it has to at this point.
Can we make a movie?
Yeah, why not?
We should just make a fucking Slipknot movie and just give it to WB and just be like, listen. Just put this out.
Done. Done. No dialogue, just theme song.
You know what? We should honestly see, like, we should write a fucking, like, treatment for a Slipknot origin story. And just let's, like, just see if that can get made.
Oh, God.
Okay. And that does it for Rapid Fire. John wins.
Chris is still 0-for.
So, still fucking zero. So speaking of comic books, by the way, Sean and I do a side podcast. It's called Between the Pages, and we review comic books that are coming out that are recent. And if you're interested in that, we release the episodes on Monday, and they're about 25 minutes, but we review a couple books every week. And if you're interested in that stuff, you can listen to us on iTunes and Podbean. And for this podcast, the main podcast, you can find all of our episodes on iTunes and on Podbean. And you can follow us on Twitter at KON Podcast. And we post everything on Facebook as well. We are at facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude. Also, we now have an active website. And is this a song? Awesome.
This is a good song to go out on.
Awesome. So our website is active now. So we have a bunch of posts on there. We have, we're going to start putting up the segments that we do online, and we will also start doing a few blog posts here and there. So the website is www.knightsofnerditude, nerdatude.wordpress.com. Find us there. And that does it for us this week. Until next time.
Bye.
Keep on tub thumping, everyone.